Is there a descendant of King Saul somewhere that I might take care of him? And we all know the story, how he took Mephibosheth and he restored what was his. And Mephibosheth, you know, he was crippled when he was dropped, and he was lame from then on. But I got a little piece of news for you. When you're sitting at the king's table, it doesn't matter what your legs look like. It doesn't matter if you're crippled or you can run like a deer. Everybody's the same at the table of the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to draw water out of the well of salvation with great joy. I tell you, my God, the God we serve, is a fountain of living water. It will quench the thirst that's in your soul. And I tell you, he is the only one that can satisfy that thirsting in your soul. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Still talking about that living water. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. I tell you, who in their right mind would give up sparkling, fresh spring water for a cistern, a pit, a vessel that collects rainwater and over time will stagnate and be no good? I had a buddy of mine had a camp on the Sabine River, and we would go visit with him every now and then, and there was a little old spot. It wasn't much bigger than the top of this desk, and that water continually sprang out of the ground right there in his yard. You could bend down and drink that water. You talk about good and cold. I tell you what, I wouldn't give up living water in my soul for old stagnant water for, my mama used to say, all the tea in China. I tell you, he is a fountain of living water. I tell you, what the Israelites were doing, they were turning from God and turning to idols. And people over time have built religious systems and tried to store the truth in that. And I'm telling you, they are worthless. They are worthless. We should not be clinging to broken cisterns, the things of this world, money, power, religious systems, or anything that we might put in the place of God Almighty. God said he would refresh us with living water, and I'm just crazy enough to believe that he will. Amen. If we're willing to draw it out of the well, he's willing to bless us. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And what Jesus is referring to, it was the Feast of Tabernacles. And on the very last day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Jews would go fetch water from the pool of Shiloh. And they would bring it through the water gate in the temple area. The temple that was built on the Temple Mount had several gates. There was the Eastern Gate, the Lion Gate, the Water Gate, the Dung Gate. There were several gates, but they would go through the water gate, and they would mix this water with wine and pour it over the altar with great rejoicing. And that's when Jesus saw all of that. And, of course, that was the order of the day. God himself established those feasts and stuff like that. But Jesus began to look at it, and he applied that ceremony and the intentions of it all to himself and the infilling of the Holy Ghost that was promised by him. And he said, out of your belly. And I looked that up, and back in those days, the center or the seat of your emotions and the center of a man was considered in the thorax area where the belly was. And that's why he said, out of that innermost part of you is going to flow rivers of living water. Amen. I tell you, with joy, which is an attitude of praise and worship, I tell you, that's how we ought to draw the water out. Amen. Amen. And I know it's an effort, but I tell you, we need to draw from the wells of salvation that living water, and not water from a cistern. I tell you, if you look at that scripture, the word well, it's a plural word, W-L-L-S, it's plural. And I got to thinking about that, and I said, well, just about the time that you think you've seen the very depths of God's amazing grace toward you, I challenge you, draw one more bucket out of the well. There's more than one well, and there's blessings to be had. Hallelujah. I tell you, I challenge you today, and I challenge myself. Lord, let's go for a deeper experience in God. Let's throw the bucket in the well one more time. God, you've been good to me. You have healed me. You have protected me. You are my salvation. You are my strength. I need this, Lord. Throw your bucket in the well and get another bucket of water out of the wells of salvation. Psalms chapter 50, verse 8. He wants our praise. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Does God get hungry? Yes, he does. For what? Praise. God does get hungry for praise and worship. And I tell you, we are obligated just to do that. Because when we praise him, we will find him very near. Psalms chapter 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Psalms 27 and 6. And now shall mine head be lifted up before mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Psalms 47 and 7. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. 1 Peter 2 and 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I give God praise for my salvation. Hallelujah. Can I mention that his name is exalted? Amen, amen, amen. Isaiah 12 and 4, back to our text that we read. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. I tell you, when you're drawing out of the wells of salvation, you can't help but make mention from time to time that his name is exalted. Amen. Philippians 2 and 9. Wherefore God hath highly also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And I tell you right now, his name is exalted, was back then, and it should continually be exalted today. Verse 10, that at the time, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I tell you, we need to sing to the Lord. We need to cry out and shout and make mention that his name is exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Closing this morning, I want to read you some scripture. I don't even think I gave them to Sister Baggett. It was quite a few. Revelation chapter 5, starting with the first verse. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. The scripture right before said, one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold the lion of the tribe. I tell you, he is a lion because he is a conqueror, and he's a lamb because he was worthy to be slain and shed his blood for you and me. Oh, can I mention his name should be exalted. There stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every tongue and people and nation. And hath made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them that was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And I looked that up, and that was called a Hebraism. In Hebrew, it says myriads of myriads and chiliads of chiliads. It's an innumerable number that were giving praise to him, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. I submit to you this morning, his name will be exalted. There's a day coming that if we elect not to do it down here, you will one day say your name is exalted. I want to be in the number that's in heaven saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. The one that saved me, gave me salvation. The one that gave me strength when I didn't have any strength. And the one that gave me a song to sing. Hallelujah. I tell you, we need to make mention that the name of God is exalted everywhere we go. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. We're going to stand and be dismissed if you want to. And we're going to come back in a few minutes for our worship service. So let's come back expecting God to do something for us and touch us again. Amen. God bless.